Hello, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to my podcast, where I answer your questions about meditation practice.
Hi, Susan. This is Thorsten from Berlin, Germany. Thanks for your insights so far. Here's my question. What's your take on mindful planning? If mindfulness is about the present moment, is mindful planning possible? Or would it be mindful to live without planning? What is mindful planning? And what about mindful biographic remembering? Thanks for now.
Thank you for your question, Thorsten from Berlin. It is a very interesting question. And just to recap, what is my take on mindful planning? Would it be mindful to live without planning? And what about biographic remembering, or mindful biographic remembering, I think you said, which I take to mean memories, thinking back. So your question, as I understand it, is if mindfulness means being in the present, how do you think about the future? And how do you think about the past? And would it be advisable to just not have a plan? So these are awesome questions. I would say just to start out that, of course, our mind is, 99.9% of the time thinking about the future, worrying about it, or fantasizing about it. And the other half the time, our minds are on things that happened in the past. Things that were good, things that were bad, things that we fear, things we don't want to repeat, things we do want to repeat, and so on. So would mindfulness mean disavowing the past and refraining from thinking about the future? I would say if you were a Buddha, sure. But up until you and I are fully realized Buddhas, I believe that we will be thinking about the future and reminiscing about the past. So then what? Does this mean we are not being mindful? I would say absolutely not. First of all, we have to have a plan, even if it's what am I going to wear this morning? How am I going to get food to eat? If I'm meeting Thorsten for dinner in Berlin, how do I get to the restaurant? You have to think about things and plan. And these are not bad things. These are just practical, pragmatic, I'm a human being on planet Earth things that, it would be really confusing to yourself and others if you stopped at doing them. So a meditation practice that makes you more mindful can actually be of great benefit in thinking about the future and thinking about the past in the following ways. When I think about the future, and I spend a lot of time thinking about the future, I'm self-employed, I want to write books, more books, and I have a lot of ambitions and things I want to do, so I spend a fair amount of time thinking about the future, fearing it, worrying about it, and so on, and also just enjoying what could be possible. So I notice that when I'm planning, my mindfulness practice comes into play in the following ways. First, I notice that I'm planning instead of just sort of smushing together my thoughts about the past, present, and future without being able to discriminate. I can actually discriminate, often. Oh, now I'm thinking about the future. That in itself is useful. When I sit down to make a plan about how am I going to write this book or make this dinner or whatever it might be, my mindfulness practice supports me to notice how I am also feeling about what I am planning and to ask myself, well, how much are these feelings influencing the plan? Or how would I plan if I didn't have these feelings or had different feelings? So in other words, I feel that I can take a more spacious and broad view on good days of exactly what is going into my planning so that the plan I come up with is more rooted in my reality and has a better chance of succeeding or accomplishing what it is meant to accomplish. The same qualities of greater discernment can come into play when I think about the past, things that happened to me that were wonderful, things that happened that caused me a lot of pain. First, again, I can notice, I'm thinking about the past. The past is not happening right now. This is something that no longer occurring, and my mind is back there. Okay, cool. That is good intel. Again, I can notice how I feel when I think about this past incident or whatever it might be. Sometimes I may feel happy when I think of it. Sometimes I may feel disappointed or upset. And I can detect, at this time when I'm thinking about the past, it has caused these kinds of feelings. But another time when I thought about the same thing, other feelings were present. So self-knowledge deepens in both cases, and I find more spaciousness in the way I hold my mind when it is dwelling in the future or fixating on the past. Again, when we're Buddhas, we're going to stop doing that. But in the meantime, what we can bring to future and past thoughts, or thoughts about the future and the past, is awareness that that is what we are doing. And relax with that. Can get into a lot of trouble when we keep trying to jerk our mind back into the quote-unquote present, which is impossible. Because once you start, you know, trying to manipulate your mind to be this way or that way, well, your present awareness is gone. It seems more useful, more effective to watch your mind, get to know it, see it is dancing between the past and the present. And when I go to meet my friend for dinner, these memories have arisen that seem to have nothing to do with this friend. I wonder what the connection is. Or when I'm about to talk to someone about the work that I do and I start to feel shy, I could think, oh, I'm imagining that they're not going to like me. Maybe they will, maybe they won't, but I don't know yet. So I can kind of relax with that. What I'm counseling, what I'm suggesting, is that as our mind skates, again, dances between past, present, future, that we breathe with it all, roll with it all, flow with it all. And as we make friends with our minds, which Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche, the great Tibetan meditation master, described meditation as making friends with yourself. As you make friends with yourself, with your mind, you develop greater agency over how and where to place it. That is what mindfulness is. Choosing an object of attention, placing your mind on it, and then holding it there. That's all it means. It doesn't mean being nice. It doesn't mean being a better leader. It doesn't mean lowering your blood pressure. These are consequences of mindfulness, I have been told. But mindfulness itself is agendaless. It is simply being with what is. Often, great teachers equate an untamed mind with an untamed horse. So if you imagine that your mind is untamed and you're trying to get it to do something, just like trying to ride an untamed horse in this direction or that, it won't work. The horse is going to go where it wants to go, and our mind is going to go where it wants to go. Meditation is equated with taming the horse, breath by breath, emotion by emotion, sensation by sensation. We become more intimate with ourselves. This is like if you want to tame a wild horse. I am not a professional horse tamer, but I've seen movies about it. And I think what they do is you just sit there with the untamed animal, you know, at a safe distance, and just allow them to get used to your presence. And you stay awake and aware. And when you have an instinct, oh, now is the time I can move closer, well, maybe you try that tentatively. And then you read the signs. Oh, that didn't work. Or, oh, seems that this could be possible. And gradually, step by step, you come into relationship with this wild horse or this wild mind. And through your gentleness and wakefulness, you develop a relationship of trust. Then, leaving that metaphor behind, when you want to ride your horse into the future, you can do it. And you go, look, this is what we're doing right now. When you want to ride your mind into the past, you see, oh, this is what we're doing now. This is where we're going. You know what? I'd rather not. And then you have the capacity to bring your mind to ride your horse back to the present. So this is a long answer to your very simple, very pointed, very important question. Do mindfulness and planning, or mindfulness and memory, go together? So I would say, sure, of course they do. There's only one mind. It may appear to be in the past, it may appear to be in the future, but it's actually only in the present. And when you are attending to its movement, you are present too. So Torsten, I hope this is useful. If you have a response, like, oh, that was useful, Susan, or no, it wasn't, I, of course, would love to hear. So please let me know. I wish you well. Thank you. If you have a question about your meditation practice, about spirituality, about Buddhism, relationships, things that I tend to write about and think about and try to practice myself, I warmly and humbly invite you to ask me your question. You can call the number that's connected to this post and leave me your question, and I would be honored to try to offer you something of use in response. Thank you.